So it was a game over for GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen. He tried to buy eBay, and they basically laughed him out of the room. So,
well, yeah, I figured that they would not go for this.
No. So we're going to talk about this, where things are at right now. It does not look good. They're basically like, yeah, you don't have any money to buy eBay, but there are people who think he's playing 4D chess. I don't know what game he's playing, but they think he actually, this was all part of the plan. We shall see what happens, but we'll just report what we know. So before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woo-hoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And if you'd like to get more Clownfish TV, go to more.clownfishtv.com. That's moreclownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV episodes you will not find here on YouTube. And you can support the channel for less than the cost of one super chat. So thank you so much for that. So eBay rejected GameStop's $56 billion takeover bid, calling it neither credible nor attractive, according to CNBC. Neither credible
nor
attractive.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, they were like, was CNBC the one that the guy was questioning him? And they're also mad about that too. But
yeah,
we couldn't even answer the question of where he was going to get it. And the way it sounded like was that his basic plan was he was going to buy it where you get the extra money, well, in the equity from eBay. And it's like, you can't say I'm going to buy you with your own equity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not going to work. You can't go to a house and say, I'm going to buy this house. Well, how are you going to pay for it? Well, I have this much cash. Well, the house is a lot more. But it's going to, I don't have equity. And it's like, no.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, he's not stupid. He's not a dumb person. He is known for being very adept at manipulating.
Well, that just tells me there's something else of his end goal that isn't to actually buy eBay.
Right. I don't know. I mean, my thing is, like, I don't think GameStop is really worth anything at this point compared to a lot of these other companies. I was under the impression he was going to buy, if he could somehow pull it off, he would buy eBay and then have eBay basically absorb GameStop. But we'll see. eBay on Tuesday rejected GameStop's $56 billion takeover proposal, calling the unsolicited bid neither credible nor attractive. Mm-hmm. GameStop CEO,
not very shocked there.
Not shocked at all. GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen last week unveiled an audacious bid for eBay, offering to acquire the online marketplace for $125 a share in a cash and stock deal. eBay is much larger than a video game retailer with a market cap of just $48 billion, while GameStop's is roughly $10.3 billion. You think we could buy like Microsoft or something? Maybe you and I, can just get together and buy Microsoft. We'll send them a letter.
How are you going to pay for it? Well, with your own equity.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay us to take it off your hands. That's what you're going to do. The board, with the support of its independent advisors, has thoroughly reviewed your proposal and has determined to reject it, said Paul Pressler, the chairman of eBay's board. In a letter, we have concluded that your proposal is neither credible nor attractive. GameStop didn't respond to a request for comment. eBay listed several concerns with the offer, including the uncertainty regarding your financing proposal, mm-hmm. along with operational risks and the debt load that would result from the proposed transaction. Cohen and GameStop had lined up a $20 billion financing commitment from TD Securities, part of TD Bank, and the company has about $9 billion in cash, but the funding gap remains substantial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking like half. They came up with about half the money, and that's not going to work.
No.
The financing letter released by eBay on Tuesday, and which is not binding, stated that TD's expression of confidence assumes that the combined company maintains an investment-grade credit profile from at least two of the top three ratings agencies. CNBC previously reported TD's letter included that key condition. Moody's rating said last week the proposed acquisition would be credit negative for eBay because of the mm-hmm. substantial increase in leverage implied by the deal structure. A lot of people didn't think it was going to happen. Yeah, here we go. Cohen also made an awkward and at times combative appearance on CNBC's Squawk Box, where he offered few details on how he'd finance the deal. Basically, we're offering half cash, half stock. Go to the website.
Yeah, that's basically what he kept saying, yes.
In his proposal, Cohen pledged to operate eBay a lot more efficiently, including trimming headcount and slashing its marketing spend. Hey, guys, I know we've only got half the money, but we're going to come in and we're going to fire everybody. How's that sound to you?
We're going to fire a bunch of you. Yeah, we're going to shave off billions.
He said GameStop's 1,600 U.S. retail stores can be used to authenticate and fulfill eBay orders and serve as hubs for live commerce, pawn shops. Basically,
yeah, basically something like that, yeah.
Pawn shops. eBay wrote in its letter, it remains confident in its current management team and that business has delivered meaningful results over the past several years. We have sharpened our strategic focus, strengthened execution, enhanced our marketplace and seller experience, and consistently returned capital to shareholders. And the shares are up 24% year to date. So it didn't go very well for him. Kotaku's got probably the best thumbnail I've seen for this, with eBay just laughing their asses off at
but
GameStop.
Here's what I don't understand. There has to be, like, you were talking about this before this video started. There had to be a different goal, because obviously it wasn't, they were never going to accept this. I mean, they never were going to accept this bid. I think everybody knew that.
Yeah.
So why do it? Like, why spend the money to do it? Why be a laughing stock? Why go, you know what I'm saying? There had to be another reason. So what is the other reason?
I don't know. Because people are saying that, yeah, Ryan Cohen removed GameStop from his bio. Actually, it's still there, but he doesn't have it here. I don't know. There are people who think that he is playing 4D chess, that he actually knows exactly what he's doing. He counted on this, and now he's going to do whatever the next move is. Or they could just be like, you know, I thought this guy had a plan. And these are a lot of the GME roaring kitty types who are like, you know, here we go. Power to the players, right? And this guy says, I'm sure the deal's done.
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It never did make any sense to me. If you've watched other videos, like, this whole thing just, it was weird. He seems like a pompous dick, which I still stand by. But it never made sense. Like, there had to be, if he was as good a business as they said he was, and he's had these companies, so he's proven that he could do these things. It would make no sense for him to offer this knowing they wouldn't take it unless there was another plan.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's, and I said that before.
I'm with you on that. Yes.
He didn't offer, like, he didn't offer up a lot of details in the CNBC interview. I think because either he knew it wasn't going to fly anyway, or he wanted to send a message to the right people.
I don't know. There's got to be something else, because we were talking about this before you did this video, and I'm agreeing with you. There has to be something else, because it makes no sense otherwise. Clearly, it was not going to work. Clearly, they were going to say no. I can't think of any scenario based on what he was offering they'd say yes. You know, so they obviously were going to say no. So what was the actual end goal here?
Probably to get people thinking. If I had to guess, and I am no Ryan Cohen. I do not have the money that Ryan Cohen has. But if I had to guess, I think it was about sending a signal that, hey, you know, a GameStop and eBay merger would be a pretty good thing. Anybody out there has money to do it, I'm looking at doing it. You know, shoot me a line and we'll make it happen. Because if he comes in with, like, some Saudi money or something, like you were talking about, I mean,
short of having somebody that's sponsoring it, like with Paramount, you know, buying Warner Brothers or something like that, there's just no way a company's going to agree to it. You're worth, like, still worth $20,000 or $30,000 more than what I, or $1 million, $1 billion, whatever it was, more than what I have.
Yeah.
Will you take this much? It's like, no one's going to say yes. And even if they're saying he's going to use equity by saving them billions, by cutting jobs and being more efficient and all the others, they can do that themselves. They don't need you to do that. And
well, now, I don't,
they might go do that themselves just to, you know.
I don't think they want to be more efficient. I guess one of the issues they had was that he was going to reduce headcount. And they're like, oh, no, we can't have that. Can't have the executives making less money than they're making now. Spence here says, I'd say buy AMC Theaters and blow the total return swap short basket through the roof. Not only that Cohen could make it profitable at CNK levels overnight, then put a GameStop in every AMC location. Person's like, no. Just up the acquisitions, no need for new equity.
Can we just admit the GameStop stores aren't really worth it? They're just basically pop vinyl stores now, and they have some used games, but you can get better deals online. Can we just admit this?
People are trying to be like, oh, he's got some, like, grand plan. So
he
here's
the because it makes no sense otherwise. Why waste the time? And, you know, you're gonna get in trouble with GameStop for wasting money.
He came in, well, his compensation was basically he gets a big fat chunk of whatever deal he can land with GameStop. Mm-hmm. They weren't like paying him very much at all. So I think he was like, okay, well, just shoot for the moon. What makes sense? eBay and GameStop. We'll just put those two together. And
because the offer was not enough. Unless he didn't know he wasn't going to have enough, and he already kind of put it out there, so he had to follow through. I don't know. It just, there's got to be more to it.
I said, it's our move. We buy eBay shares and vote the board out with Ryan. This one's most idiotic comment. Congrats. So we'll see. I mean, if he just like up and quits the company, then, you know, he doesn't have anything in his bio. Yeah. Last thing he posted, only in corporate America. I was talking about eBay on the 10th. And they're losing all kinds of money. I don't know. We'll see. But there we go.
Not the way they keep charging fees.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, look, top to bottom, I think the whole corporate system, the whole, why is everything so shitty now? It's because everything is corporate. Everybody has to answer to a board. Everybody has to answer to shareholders. And the shareholders constantly expect these like massive returns every quarter. Like, you're not allowed to be like, yeah, we're steady. Like, it's not enough to be sustainable. It's not enough to be like, yeah, we've been in business for 100 years and we've never had to lay people off. And we have a consistently good product that people love that they keep coming back for more and more of. No, that's not good enough. It has to be like massive profit every quarter.
That's because you have companies that are all run by investments and investment firms and a board and investors, and not by just the whole idea of, we're going to be a good company, be good at what we do, and take care of people and our people and our customers. That's no longer here. It's all about record profits and how much money the rich can get out of everybody else.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it's all boiled down to. And unfortunately, it's the detriment of everything.
Yeah, everything gets shitified because we make products that don't last. Because if you bought a refrigerator and you kept that refrigerator for 50 years, you're never going to buy another fridge. So your fridge has to die every 5 years so we can have record profits. You got to have a subscription on your fridge so it can serve you ads. Yeah.
So you get more record profits.
So you have more record profits.
We're not going to fix, you know, power grids and things like that so we can have record profits. We're not going to, you know, we're going to put everybody on the same things for the internet, so instead of adding new ones, so we have record profits.
I'm looking at you, Comcast. Yeah, uh-huh. Comcast doesn't keep their infrastructure up, and they just keep diluting the bandwidth, and they've got what they were down here in rural Pennsylvania because of what, like a horse chewed a wire or some stupid shit like that.
That was my parents' house, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Record profits. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
All right. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.